Today's daf is Krisus Daf Yud Ches. We are holding on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we are discussing the Shita of Rav. The Shita of Rav is quoted three different times in this coming sugya, with three different explanations each time that it's quoted. It's also quoted by three different people, the three different times with three different explanations. First time the Shita of Rav is quoted is Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, about 10 lines before the lines get wide. Second time it's quoted, it's Amar Rabbi Chiya Amar Rav, about 5-6 lines before the end of the page. And the third time it's quoted, it's 5 lines into Yud Ches Amar Aleph, is Amar of Nachman Amar Rav Barvua Amar Rav. What is the Shita of Rav? So essentially, just to remind us from yesterday, that if you have Shtei Chatichos, one of them is Shuman, one of them is Chelev, and you eat one of them, and you don't know which one you ate, did you eat the kosher food or the non-kosher food? So then you're going to be Chayiv to bring an Asham Talui. But when it's only Chaticha Achas, and that Chaticha is Savik Chelev, Savik Shuman, you don't know the identity of that piece of meat that's in front of you, and then you eat it, your pater. You're only chayiv nashim talui when it's chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. So Rava explained, what's the reason for Rav? I think we read this yesterday, is because the pasuk says va'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem b'shkaga, that you need mikol mitzvos is the kri in plural, you need to have two items in front of you. It's a gzeiras hakasuv that in order to be chayiv nashim talui, you need to have two items in front of you. That's how we know you need chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. So we read yesterday, and we read it very, very quickly, probably too quickly to understand it, but that's okay, because we're going to ask the same three questions again today, twice. So we read yesterday three questions on this shita of needing chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. And we'll get back to these three questions anyway, as we go through the shitos. I think we left off in the fourth wide line, on Yud Zayin Beis, the fourth wide line at the very end of the line. So Amar Rabbi Chiya, Amar, or the Shita changes to Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav. Again, in the name of Rav, this is the second time we're citing Rav, the Shita of Rav. If you have two chatichos, one of them is kosher, one's not. And you ate one of them, you don't know which one you ate, so you're going to be chayiv. Chaticha savik shel shuman savik shel chelev yachla potter. But if you have one chaticha and you just don't know the identity of it, whether it is kosher or not, then you're going to be potter. Same sheet of Rav, just quoted by a different Amora. Amr Rabbi Zera, my time is Rav. So Rabbi Zera says, what's the reason for Rav? Well, we already know what the reason for Rav is. We already said that according to Rava, the reason for Rav is that it says mitzvos, that in the plural. So Rabbi Zera has a different reason. Kasavar shtei chatichos efshar levarer isuro. Chaticha achas e efshar levarer isuro. An asham talui is only there to protect you from Yisurin, to protect you from any suffering one might have, until you know for sure, until it becomes you know for sure what exactly happened, and when you find out that you actually did do the Avera, then you're going to be Chayevei Karban Chatas. So we're only going to be Chayevei Nashem Talui if it's the type of Avera where it's Efshar Levarer Yisuro, where there's a hope, there's a chance that eventually you'll find out, and you'll realize whether you did the Isur or not. So if you had Chatichachs Mishtei Chatichos, you ate one chaticha, and you just don't know which one you ate, and there's another chaticha here, so maybe an expert will come, and he'll be able to check and examine it, and whatever. He'll be able to tell what this other chaticha is, and then you'll know, l'mafreya, whether you ate the chaticha of chelev or the chaticha of shuman. But that's only when you have shtei chatichos. But if you ate all the evidence, all there is was one chaticha, and you just didn't know its identity, and you ate the whole thing, so then it's unlikely that you can be mevarer isuro. Memele, there's no point of an asham tali. The asham tali is just to hold you over until you bring your carbon chatas once you find out for sure. But you're never going to find out for sure. Mail is not going to be an Ashram Talui. So that is the Shita of Rabbi Zera. Says the Gemara, Ma'ikab in time of the Ravel, time of Rabbi Zera. What's the nafkamina between the two reasons, whether it's a Gzeres HaKasav of mitzvos, or whether it's based on Efshar Levari Surah? Nafkamina would be if you had two chatichos, one of them was a kezayis, one of them was a chatzizayis, and you ate the kezayis one, but you didn't know which one was which. You didn't know if the kezayis was a kezayis of chelev and the chatzizayis was shuman, or vice versa. So l'Rava leka mitzvos upater. According to Rava, you don't have two full chatichos. There are two full chatichos means you have to have two chatichos each the size of a kezayis. You don't have that, mainly you're going to be pater. But l'Rabbi Zera, shalvari sura. But according to Rabbi Zeira, it's still a shalvari sura because that half a kazayis that you left behind is still enough for an expert to come and analyze and figure out and be mevarer what its identity is, whether it's chelv or whether it's shuman, and therefore inform you what you had eaten in the first place. So that's the nefkamina between Rabbi Zeira and Rav. It's interesting, the Gemara already gives the nefkamina. There's going to be a third shita as to why it is that Rav holds you need chatichachas mishtei chatichos, and the Gemara is going to ask for a nafkamina then too, nafkamina between all three shitos. But at this point we take pause and we give a nafkamina between the first two shitos. Now this Gemara is very easy. The first amud over here is very easy because it's just very repetitive. Now we ask the same three kashas we asked on the first shita that we rushed through yesterday with no time to explain it. We'll ask now on the second shita, so now maybe we'll have time to explain it a little bit. Esir Rabbi Yirmi the Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zeira the following. Rabbi Lezer Amar Koi Chayavan al Chelbo Asham Talui. If a person eats the chaylev of a koi is a safek chaya, safek behema. The halacha is chaylev of a behema is aser. Chaylev of a chaya is not aser. So let's say you eat chaylev of this animal that's a safek chaya, safek behema. So you bring an asham talui. Now wait a second. This is not chatichachas mishtei chatichos. Chatichachas mishtei chatichos would mean that you have chaylev of a behema here and you have chaylev of a chaya here, and you're not sure which one is which. That would be chatichas mishtei chatichas. Over here, it's one piece of chaylev, you just don't know what the animal that it came from, whether it's a behemah or a chaya. Isn't this against Rav? Rav said you need chatichachas mishtei chatichas. Samalei, Rabbi Lezer, Samalobin, and Levari Sura. Rabbi Lezer happens to hold that you don't need to be Mevari the Yisr, that it's not necessary to have the potential later on to be Mevari the Yisr. Against Rav, Rav's not assuming, like Rabbi Eliezer. Eisivei, so the Gemara says, okay, but again we'll challenge this idea that you need chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. What if you have the following? Safek ben tisha l'rishon o shiva l'yachron. The case is, Yevama is misyavim within 3 months. Her husband dies, and she doesn't wait 3 months before having yibum with the husband's brother. And then she has a baby, and we're not sure whose baby it is. It might be a short pregnancy, and from the new husband, from the husband, the first husband's brother, from the Yavam, or it might be a long pregnancy, a full normal, what we would call a normal pregnancy. The Gemara assumed that there are two modes of pregnancy. You can either have a 9-month pregnancy or a 7-month pregnancy. So it might have been a long or regular pregnancy from her original husband. So we don't know who it's from. So now, wait a second. If this baby is from her original husband, her first husband, well, then she had no heter. She was pregnant at the time that that the yibum was done. There was no heter for her to sleep with her husband's brother. Sleeping with the husband's brother is either a mitzvah or an iser, depending on whether she had a child or not. Well, if she was already pregnant, now it's an iser. So what do you do? Yotzi. So first of all, they got to get divorced. Vavlad kosher. The vlad is considered to be kosher. V'chayav nashum talui. But they're chayav to bring an asham talui. The Rashi had said in yesterday's daf, Shema ben arishon hu v'nimtza shabal eshasach sheyesh labanim shu bekares. Why an asham talui? Because maybe this child is from the first husband, and therefore she's sleeping with her brother's with her husband's brother, which is an iser kares. V'yisha dumi dechaticha achasi. But the point is, isn't the isha a safek? She's a safek mutter. Safek mitzvah. Safek iser. That's chaticha achas. It's not like you have two women and you're not sure which one you slept with. Like the Mishnah had the case of a ishtova achoso in a room, and you're not sure which one was the one that you slept with. That would be shtei chatichos. Over here you have one chaticha. So says Gemara. Hamani Rabbi Lazri. Again, that's not a kashan rav, because that's going like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that you would bring an asham talui even when it's Ef Shalavarer, the Isser later on. So third challenge, Esvei, Nimsa al Shalah. So now we're talking about what happens if right after Tashmish Shemitah, they find Dam, right after Tashmish Shemitah. So Nimsa al Shalah, if they find Tashmish Shemitah on her cloth, so at Yom Tmein v'chayavim b'karban, or Shalot should be. So if they find it immediately, they find blood on his cloth, rather, immediately when he wipes himself off after Bia, so then they're both going to be Tamei, meaning he's going to have been Tamei from her because we assume she was Anida, and they have to bring a karban, meaning we're certain that they're Tamei. We don't even think it's going to be Chul Nazara or Chashash Chul Nazara when they bring a karban. We're certain that she was Anida and that they had violated the Isser of of having bia while she was a nida, so the mamish going to have to bring a karban. This is in the first parak of Maseches Nida, where the Gemara says that it's the derech of Benos Yisrael to be mishamish b'shnei edim, which means not shnei edim in terms of witnesses, but two cloths, two bedika cloths, one for him, one for her. And they, right after bia, they use their cloths to clean themselves off, and they then check those cloths to see if there's any blood on them to find out if there's any problems. So if they find it right away after Tashmish, so then on his cloth, so then obviously they're going to be chayv a karban. Nimsa al shalah liachar zman tmein misafek p'tur min a karban. If you find it on hers sometime later, liachar zman, so then it's suffek whether she was a nida at the time of the Tashmish or she only became a nida afterwards. So they're going to be pater from a karban because we don't want to bring chulun azara. V'tani ala, and we said about that case, chayavin basham talui, so that they're going to be chayavin in nasham talui. But don't you see, isn't this a case of chaticha achas? It's not a case of shtei chatichas. It's a case of chaticha achas, like safek nida, safek eina nida. So it says more again, hamani, Rabbi Eliezer. Yes, correct. This is a case of chaticha achas, but it's also assuming, like Rabbi Eliezer, that even in a case of chaticha achas, you would bring a nasham talui. This line is extremely halacha lemaisa. When this comes up all the time, when a couple first gets married, where blood is found after tash, if it's happening, you know, way into the marriage, so then there could be a serious issue of ro adam machnas tash, which has to be dealt with. But this happens all the time at the beginning of marriage. Let's say they have tashmish, or more or less have tashmish the first time, and enough to make her a nida based on the dam basulim, and then but all the basulim is not gone. She still has some basulim there. So the second time they have tashmish, they find blood right away. So it's a very, very challenging thing for a couple. They were together once, then they had to wait whatever it was, 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks, because she doesn't get a period for a few days after that, and they had to wait this long period of time, and then they're together again, and right away she's bleeding again. So right after tashmish, they find dam. So what's the halacha if you find dam right after tashmish? So the Gemara could not be more vague. It says, you know, uses terminology like li'achar zman. What does that mean? Li'achar, how much zman? And the Gemara essentially has three periods of times. It discusses immediately, atyom, immediately, discusses a few moments later. Over here we don't go through all three, we only go through two of them, and it discusses hours later. And hours later there's no concern whatsoever. A few moments later it's at least a suffix. So it's unclear exactly how long each period is, each time period is. The Raman, Yeridaya, in some Kuf Pei Zayin, quotes from a Ravid that we don't know exactly how long it takes a woman to, the Gemara defines it a little bit. The Gemara says as much time as it takes for a woman to reach a bedika cloth and clean herself off. So the Rama says we don't know exactly how long that is. So he says we should always assume that intercourse caused any blood found samuch lebia, samuch letashmish. You can assume that it was caused by the tashmish, and therefore the blood was there during the tashmish. So the Rama took a problem of the vague lashon of the Gemara till she could reach a cloth and clean herself off, and gave us another vague lashon. He uses the term samuch. What in the world does samuch mean? So the Achronim have a good time trying to figure this out. What does samuch mean? So some say, Arve Psachim, there's our connection. Arve Psachim, Samach Lemincha, Leyachlat Shetachshach. The first mission, the 10th paragraph of Psachim says, today, on Erev Pesach, Samach Lemincha, you're not supposed to eat at Shetachshach. How long is Samach Lemincha? So the Rishonim all right over there, a half hour before Mincha is Samach Lemincha. So some say the Rama says we should be extra machmir and assume that anything within a half hour of the Tashmish, anything found within a half hour of the Tashmish is going to be considered a problem. Other Achronim say no. You know where else the term Samach is used? It's a Samach L'Netilas Yadayim Bracha. That right after you do Netilas Yadayim Samach, you should make the Bracha. How long does it take to do Netilas Yadayim, to say a Bracha after Netilas Yadayim? So that's about 15 seconds is the amount of time that you have after Netilas Yadayim by the time you make the Bracha. So that's a big difference between 15 seconds and a half hour. So obviously, not obviously, but we are making on this issue that if it's found more than 15 seconds later, that after the Tashmish, that it's that she's not going to be a Nida. So that's what we it's I shouldn't say she's not going to be a nida, that it's going to be treated like a kesem as opposed to a real ri'iyas dam nida. If it were treated like a real ri'iyas dam nida, you don't have any of the kulas, even if it's found on a colored cloth or in davar she'eino mekabel tuma, you would have all these, probably even if there was a taliyah, if it's not makas she'yadush motzi dam, you'd have a real, real issues. But once we could treat it as a kesem, so as long as they were smart enough to be on colored sheets or colored towel or whatever, so once it's only a din of a kesem, then we could, then we have a lot more room for leniency. So we don't look for the first 15 seconds. That's what we advise them. Okay, anyway, so that was the challenge from that case in Nida. Now the third presentation of Rav's Shita. We are seven lines in on Daf Yudches Amar Aleph. Am Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Ravu Amar Rav. Now we have Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Ravu in the name of Rav. Ha'ilef ham shtei chatichos achas shal chele v'achas shal shum v'achal achas men v'in de'ez men achal chayiv. So again, that Rav says that if you have shtei chatichos, you don't know which one is the kosher one, which one is the chelev, and you ate one of them, you're chayiv. Chaticha savik shal chelev savik shal shum v'achla pater. But if you have one chaticha and you don't know its identity, you're going to be pater. Amar Rav Nachman, my time in the Rav, so Rav Nachman says, okay, what's the reason for Rav? We already had two reasons for Rav. We had Rabba's reason for Rav and Rabbi Zeira's reason for Rav. Now we have Rav Nachman's reason for Rav. Kasavar shtei chatichos ikva isura. Chaticha achas lo kava isura. That when you have shtei chatichos, the Isser has been established, meaning you know for sure that there was Isser in the picture, and only when you know for sure that there was Isser here, you just don't know whether you ate the Isser, that's when you bring an Asham Talui. But when it's not even Ikva Isura, you don't even know that there was any Isser in the picture, then you would not bring an Asham Talui. My Ika Bein Ikva Isura L'Shi'iyaf Shal Levarer Isurei. What's the nafkamina between a case of Ikva Isura, meaning between the last two shitos of explaining Rav, whether it's based on Ikva Isura versus being Efshal Levarer Isurei? What's the nafkamina between these last two answers between Rabbi Zeira and Rav Nachman? So Ika Bein Ayu K'yon Shai L'Fanav Shtei Chatichos Achas Shal Chel V'Achas Shal Shuman Uba Ovid Kochavim V'Achal Asarishona. What happens if you have two chatichos, one of them is kosher, one of them is not kosher, you don't know which one is which? A guy comes and eats one of them, and a Jew eats the second one. So L'Rava, so let's go through all three shitos. What do all three shitos say about this? L'Rava, leka mitzvos be'inad achal Yisrael. There aren't two pieces of the kezayis when the Jew ate it. Mimela, he would not be chayv in Asham Talui. Because by the time the Jew eats it, it's a single chaticha, that's safik chelev, safik shuman. It is not chaticha mishtei chatichos. The Rabbi Zeira, yef shalavar risurei. According to Rabbi Zeira, well, you're never going to be able to mivar this because all the evidence has already been eaten. The guy ate part of the evidence and you ate the other part of the evidence, so you're never going to be able to be mivar risurei. Mimela, you're not going to be chayv in Asham Talui. But Rav Nachman, ikva isura. But according to Rav Nachman, that's sufficient to make it ikva isura. At the time of the Leidas HaSafek, there was an actual definite piece of chelev here. It's just that now that chelev has already been eaten. But at the time of the Leidas HaSafek, it was definitely chelev and it was definitely here. So according to Rav Nachman, you would still be chayiv in Asham Tali. So now we go through the same series of the three questions that we asked on Rava, and that we asked on Rabbi Zeira. We're now going to ask those same three questions on Rav Nachman's presentation of Rav's Shita. Eisve Rava l'Rav Nachman, Rav Lazar Amar Koi Chayav Nal Chelbo Hashem Talui. We see that by a Koi, by a Chesavi Chay Savi Beimin, you are Chayav Hashem Talui. Aye, but it's not Chaticha Achas Mishnei Chatichos. So Rav Lazar Loboi Kvi Yusa Li Yisura. Let's go like Rav Lazar, who doesn't require Ikva Yisura. We're going like the Shita of Rav, that you do require Ikva Yisura, but Rav Lazar holds you don't need Ikva Yisura. In the Yibum case, where they had the Yibum less than 3 months after the death of the husband, and then she has a baby, and we're not sure whose baby it is. So they have to get divorced, but still going to be chayv in Asham Talui. Hamani, Rabbi Lazar, again, that's only like Rabbi Lazar, who holds that you don't need Ikva Isura. And that's why, even though it's Chatich Achas, you're still going to be chayv in Asham Talui in that case. Eisve, third challenge. Nimsal Shalot, Tamein, Vachayv Makarban, Nimsal Shalot, Yom, Tamein, Vachayv Makarban, Nimsal Shalot, Leachazman, Tamein, Misavik, Kapitur, and it says over there that you're chayiv an asham talui, so ishtik. So to that he didn't have any response. That in that case of the nida, that you're chayiv an asham talui, even though l'chora, it's not chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. It's simply a case of one chaticha. L'basa d'nafak amr, my time lo amrilei, d'hamani rab meir, he d'lobay kivisa l'isura. He said, you know what? I should have answered that it's going like the shita of Rabbi Meir, who holds that you don't need ikve isura. Meaning he regretted afterwards that he didn't say that it's like Rabbi Meir, who in a case of shchutei chutz holds you don't need ikve isura. D'tanya, shochet ashem tali b'chutz. If you shecht an ashem tali b'chutz, Rabbi Meir mechayev. Rabbi Meir holds that you're going to be chayev for shchutei chutz, even though you're not sure that you were ever chayev to bring a carbon in the first place. It was an ashem tali. Rabbi Meir says you're going to be chayev for shchutei chutz, even though maybe you never ate the chalev, and that ashem therefore is really chulin. So, because Rabbi Meir holds you don't need ikva isura for shchutei chutz. V'cham poter, v'cham sayir poter. So you see that Rabbi Meir, just like on shchutei chutz, Rabbi Meir would say you don't need ikva isura. He must hold that for an ashem tali also you don't need ikva isura. For the ikur chiyuv of ashem tali, you wouldn't need ikva isura either. So it says, wait a second. Every single time we asked from this source, we kept on just saying, yeah, don't worry, that's going like Rabbi Lazar. That's going like. Why over here does he say, I should have said it's Rabbi Meir? What do you mean, I should have said it's Rabbi Meir? You should have said like you said for the first two challenges, and like everybody else said when they were challenged with this question, say that it's Rabbi Eliezer. Why would you kick yourself for not saying it's Rabbi Meir? Well, you have a much more direct way to respond and say that we're going like Rabbi Eliezer, who doesn't require Ikvi Yisura. No, what he meant to say is, I should have told him it's Rabbi Meir, because then we could have learned an extra limud out of it. We could have learned, everyone, I could have taught the din that Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that you don't need ikva yisura, that even though la halacha we paskin like Rav, that you do need ikva yisura. I could have taught this lesson that you don't need ikva yisura in that context. So that's what he was kicking himself, that he didn't, they didn't bother teaching the lesson in that context. Let's see the Gemara Vayter now. Amar Rav Barvua, Amar Rav. Chaticha savi shel chel savik shel shuman. If you have a piece of meat, you're not sure whether it's kosher or not kosher, va'achla, and you eat it, a single chaticha, banul machlokas Rabbi Lezer v'chamim. That's the machlokas Rabbi Lezer. The chamim that Rabbi Lezer says you're going to be chayiv, and the chamim say no, it's the only chayiv if it's chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. So says Gemara, wait a second, the Rabbi Eliezer, ma'ir yaki achla, afilu lo achla nami. Why is it that you have, that the case is that you ate it? Even if you didn't eat it, you could bring an ashram talui. What does that mean? Even if you didn't eat it, you could bring an ashram talui. You didn't do anything if you didn't eat it. Just because there exists in the world chelev and shuman and you know, so and this piece is a suffix. No, yeah, that's exactly the point. Rabbi Lezer, you can bring an ashram talui whenever you want. So you could volunteer to bring an ashram talui. So why do we have to say, if you want to tell me, Rabbi Lezer, you bring an ashram talui, why do we have to say that it's a suffix that you ate it? Obviously, if it's suffix you ate it, you're going to bring Nashim Tali, because you can bring Nashim Tali whenever you want. Some Ravashi, Rav Lezer, Aliba Debab Ben Buta, Detnan, Ela Om La, Amtein, Hachit Kanis, Lebeis Safik, that Rabbi Lezer holds, even though he holds Meikar Adin, you can bring Nashim Tali whenever you want, he holds like Baba Ben Buta, that you try to wait till you have at least a little bit of a Safik, whether you're Chayiv in Nashim Tali, before we actually bring it. Even though Meikar Adin, you could be Misnadiv in Nashim Tali, even when you don't have a legitimate Safik, but as long as you got to wait at least till there's a little bit of a suffix before you bring an ashram tali. Where do we have this din of Baba Ben Buta? So Rashi fills us in. Amar Ravashi had been a mixed yisurah. Rav Lazar alibud Baba Ben Buta kamar da amar perg basra shei mevi ashram tali b'chol yom chutz mi matzai yom kippurim. Baba Ben Buta would bring an ashram tali every day except for matzai yom kippur. Amar hamaona ze ilu manichem osi yisi mevi. Rabbi Lazar Baba Ben Buta said, you know, if they would let me, I would even bring a matzai yom kippur. Elo omni hamtein achi tkanis lebeis hasafik. But they would say to him, come on, Yom Kippur just passed. Yom Kippur is mechaper for an Hashem Talui. So you don't even need, you know, there's no way you would have had to have done something between Yom Kippur and now to be chayiv an Hashem Talui. What are the chances that that happens? So they wouldn't let him bring an Hashem Talui. Kolomer hamtein ad lemachar sheish miktsa safek shemachat chatos hayom. At least wait till you have time to do an avera. What do they say? The Vilna Gaon counted how many averas that a person could do from the end of Ne'ila till you say v'hurachum by Mariv. Something like 7 averas. What are we doing for Hurachim? We ready? We just got Slicha v'Kapara, or Slach Lanu. You know what do you mean? Shivenu. You know what are we davening for? What we just did? We just had our slates clean. No, but there's the rushing the tefillah. There's the talking. There's lashon hara. There's whatever. There's so many different things that you could do in between. So anyway. anyway, so they said, well, come on, Nashim Tali, you ate Savek Chalev, Savek Shuman. You know, that you probably didn't do. So you're not gonna bring a Nashim Tali in Motzei Yom Kippur. Motzei Yom Kippur in Lachosh Bekachto. Kippur, love Yom Kippur, Mosveko. Yom Kippur is already Mechaper on the Savek. So Reb Lazar is assuming like that. Reb Lazar is assuming like Bava ben Buta. It's interesting that we say he's assuming like Bava ben Buta, because Bava ben Buta himself holds like Rabbi Eliezer without any sort of suffix you could bring an Hashem Tali. Meaning he says I would have done it even on Motzei Yom Kippurim. But we're saying like Bava ben Buta did Lemaisa, not like Bava ben Buta held intellectually. It's like he did Lemaisa. That's what we're assuming. Okay, Vaiter. Tan Rabban, Hayu from Shtei Chatichos, Achshel Shumach Shel Chelav. You have two Chatichos, one Shuman, one Chelav. By Yisrael va'achlas Harishona, a Jew comes and eats the first one, so he ate Chatichachas Mishtei Chatichos. Right? Everyone should say in that case Chayv Nashim Tali. Ba'ovid Chavim va'achlas Hashnia, a guy comes and eats the second one, Chayiv. Then you're going to be Chayiv Nashim Tali. V'chein Kelav v'chein Orev, and it doesn't have to be a guy that eats the second one. The point is, the second one is gone. Even if a dog ate it, an orev ate it, doesn't really matter. At the time that it was eaten, that the Jew ate it, it was chatichachos mishtei chatichos, memeli, you're going to be chayiv. But what if it's the reverse? What if a guy comes and eats the first one, and then a Jew eats the second one? So pater v'rebi mechayiv. So you're pater from Nashim Tali, because at the time that a Jew ate it, there wasn't chatichachos mishtei chatichos. Well, wait a second, this was the nafkamina. It depends how you understand the requirement of chatichachos mishtei chatichos. If the requirement is mitzvos, I understand you're pater, because there wasn't mitzvos. If the requirement is that you need efshel levarer, so I understand. It's not of shalvar, but if the requirement is ikva isura, you should be chayiv in this case as well. So the Rebbe mechayiv. Rebbe says you chayiv. Rash says, why does Rebbe hold you chayiv? Because he holds you don't need chatichachas mishtei chatichos. But you could have said Rebbe holds you chayiv. Another possibility of why Rebbe holds you chayiv is maybe Rebbe holds you do need chatichachas mishtei chatichos, but for the reason that Rav Nachman said, because you need ikva isura, and over here you in fact do have Ikva Isura. So that's the Yeshidim Gvetzes writes in the name of the Riva, that Rebbe's Moda, that you're only Chayiv b'chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. And over here the issue is, the reason why Rebbe says that you're Chayiv is because of Ikva Isura. This counts as a case of chaticha achas mishtei chatichos, because it was Ikva Isura. Why would you say that? Why would you say that Rebbe Dafka holds you need chaticha achas mishtei chatichos? Because there's Gemara in Sanhedrin, of Dalet Amud Aleph, that Rebbe holds Yesh Eim L'mikra. So he should learn from mitzvos that you're only chayiv chatichachas mishtei chatichos. So why is it? So Rebbe holds the reason that you're not chayiv b'chatichachas is because when it's simply chatichachas, because you need ikva isura. So if there is ikva isura, even by chatichachas, you would be chayiv. So even though the guy already ate the first piece, this counts as ikva isura. Mele, Rebbe would hold that you're going to be chayiv. Tosas in Nida says that he explains the sheet of Rebbe entirely differently. He says, Rebbe's moda that you're only chayiv by shtei chatichos. Over here we're talking about the first guy did not eat the entire chaticha, he ate half of the chaticha. And therefore, when the second guy ate, when the Jew ate the second chaticha, there were still two chatichos lefanav. There were still two chatichos there. And that's why Rebbe says, you're going to be chayiv. That's how Tosas writes in Mesechus Nida, and Daf Tezvav Amar Aleph. And then you got to explain the sheet of Chum. It's going to be a little more challenging. Okay, next case. Vayter in the Gemara, five lines from the bottom. Achalas Rishona b'shogeg v'ashniya b'mezid chayiv. Let's say you ate the first chaticha b'shogeg. The second chaticha was eaten b'mezid. So then you're going to be chayiv. Meaning the second, how do we define mezid? Rash says mezid is sheyodeh shesafeku. That at the time that you ate it, you knew that it wasn't clear whether that was kosher or not. You knew that it was a safek. That's enough to call it mezid. So then you're going to be chayiv. Harishona b'mezid v'ashniya. But if the first one was eaten b'mezid, second one was b'shogeg, so you would only be chayiv nashim tali on what you eat b'shogeg. So you're only going to be chayiv nashim tali on the second one, but by the time you eat the second one, it's not chatichachas mishtei chatichas anymore, because it's the only one left. So pater, you're going to be pater, v'rebi mechayiv, but Rebbe also going to be chayiv. You know, same discussion, why Rebbe would hold you're going to be chayiv. Achal shtein b'mezid, pater miklum. If you eat them both b'mezid, so of course you pater, because you ate, there's nothing that you'd bring in Hashem Tali, there was no shogeg. Shtein b'shogeg, shnein chayav. If two people ate the chatichos both bishogeg. The first one and the second one were both eaten bishogeg. They're both going to be chayv nashim tali. Wait a second. By the time the second guy's eating it, it's not chatich achas mishtei chatichos. Why is the second guy going to be chayv nashim tali? The first one was already eaten by the time the second guy eats it. Says Gemara, hasheni lomen adin. You're right. Meikra adin, really, it's not the second guy should not be chayv. El shemato mer pater kavatos rishon b'chatos. But if you can let the second guy off the hook, then what you're saying is that the second guy didn't do an avera. Memele, the first guy must have eaten the chelev, and the first guy is going to have to bring a korban chatos. So it would look bad if one of them is bringing nashim tali, the other one is bringing nothing. So umanu, I Rabbi minadinu minadinu. So if we're assuming like Rabbi, what do you mean minadinu minadinu? It's very much minadin that the second one should bring a nashim tali. It's not a suffix. I Rabbanon mishum delonik for rishon bechatas, namely l'sheni asichul mazara. And if you're assuming like the Rabbanon, then it doesn't make any sense. What are we saying? The second guy really is pater, but it's going to look bad, so let him just bring a nashim tali. That's chulin bazara. It's not chatichas mishtei chatichos. He should be pater in that case. How can you let him bring chulin bazara? Because it's going to look bad, it's going to reflect poorly on the first guy. So I'm Rav Ashi, Rav Lazar, he, Dam Misnad Dimad, Mashem Tali, Bechol Yom. No, we're assuming like Rav Lazar, that even though the second guy is not Chayiv, nothing wrong with bringing it. You could always be Misnadiv and Mashem Tali, that there's no Isser in being Misnadiv and Mashem Tali. Hilka Chamrin Le'yasi, Mashem Tali, Va'asni. So we tell the second guy, bring a Mashem Tali and make it tonight. I Achal Rishon Shuman, Hu Achal Chelev, Lahavi Kapara. If the first guy ate Shuman and you ate Chelev, good, so then this animal should be Kapara. V'lo, and if the first guy did the Isser and you just ate Shuman, Lahavi Nidav. Nothing wrong with that. Let this animal just be a nedava. Let this carbon be a nedava. Period. Tan Rabbanan. Achal safik chelev v'nodalo. Safik chelev v'nodalo. Let's say a person ate safik chelev and then he found out. And then he ate safik chelev again and then he found out. Rebbe Omer, Omer anik shem shemei v'chatas kolachas v'achas kach mei v'ashem tali kolachas v'achas. Then he found out means he found out that he ate safik chelev. Doesn't mean that he found out that he for sure ate chelev, because if he found out that he for sure ate chelev, they didn't have to bring a korban chatas. So we say that, let's say a person had, there were shtei chatichos there, he ate one of them, b'shogeg, he didn't know that it was a safik at the time. And then afterwards someone said, oh my gosh, one of those things was chelev. You still don't know which one was chelev, but now you found out that you may have done something wrong. And then again, you have that same situation happen right afterwards again. So you're going to be chayiv multiple asham talois, just like in a case of chatas, of let's say you ate something, you didn't think it was a problem, and someone said, no, that was chelev for sure. And then you eat again, and someone said, oh my gosh, that was chelev for sure again. So you'd be chayiv multiple chatos in that case, so you'd chayiv multiple asham talois as well. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Lezav, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, ein mevi ela asham talois echad. No, multiple violations, multiple possible violations, only one asham talui. Shemar ashlu gus al shigigaso asher shagag. Afilu al shigigos harbe enu chayiv ela achas. We learn from that pasuk that even from multiple shkagos, you only bring one carbon. Am Rabbi Zera Kanshan Rabbi Yedios Safik Machlokos L'Chataos. That when Machlokos L'Chataos, when you have a Yedia of a Safik, that would be Machalik for Karban Chatos as well. Meaning, having known that you might have done an Isser in between is enough of a Yedia to be Mechayiv separate Karbanos Chatos if later you find out that you definitely did the Isser. Meaning, you ate something, you're not sure what, you thought it was fine, someone told you, that might have been Chelev. I'm not sure, there were two pieces there, that might have been chelev. Then you eat again, and thinking that it was fine, and someone tells you, let's say, that was chelev. And then someone says, oh, and now we figured out the first thing you ate was chelev also. So is that considered that there was yediya benatayim? Is that called helemachas, or is that called shnei halemos? That knowing in between, when you knew but didn't know, you know that there may have been a problem in between, but you didn't know for sure that there was a problem in between, is that going to be mechalik for multiple chatos? That's the rest of the amud is going to be about this issue. Is a yediya suffix going to be mechalik? So Rabbi Zera says, in the name of Rabbi Yedio Safik is mechalik l'chatos. Rava Amar ain Yedio Safik mechalkos l'chatos. Yedio Safik is not going to be mechalik for various korbanos chatos. Elach yitani. Kshem shem haislo Yedio Vaday mevi chatos l'chalachas v'achas. Kachem haislo Yedio Safik mevi Hashem Tali l'chalachas v'achas. Having Yedio Safik is enough to be mechalik to bring many Hashem Talis, because Hashem Tali is ba ala Safik. But having Yedio Safik is not going to be mechayiv a new korban chatos. Korban chatos is only ba. Alvadai! Some Abai, Va'atl Tizbra, the Yediyah Safik, Machakos, Chatos. He says, what? You don't hold that Yediyah Safik is enough to be mechalik for multiple korbanos chatas. Diesel kadai to deal savik ein mechalkos chatas. Vachatas achas maybe. I might be a shom talay al kolachas vachas. Vatanya kol shadover kol shel chalukim chatas chalukim bashamos. Isn't the rule that whatever we say for chatas, the same rule applies by ashom talay? And we know that yidiyah savik is enough to be mechalik multiple ashom talays. So if they follow the same rules, yidiyah savik must also be enough to be mechalik for korban chatas. Amar le Rava Bar Chanan la baye ulididach. Amar yidiyah savik mechalkos chatas. Well, according to you, who says that Yediyah Safek is enough to be mechalik for multiple Karbanos Chatas, El Me'ata, if that were the case, what would you say in the following? Achal Kazayis Chelev Lefnei Yom Kippurim, U Kazayis Chelev Achar Yom Kippurim. Let's say you eat a Kazayis Chelev before Yom Kippur, and a Kazayis Chelev after Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur Makom Ashram Talukai. Now Yom Kippur does what an Ashram Talui does. So it's as if you brought an Ashram Talui in between. Hachinami Demevi Shtei Chatos, Habehelem Achos Achlinon. What, you want to say, and you didn't realize in between that you had done anything wrong. You want to tell me you're going to be chayiv multiple korbanos chatas? If it was a situation of suffix where you're still not sure if you did the Yisr, you would bring multiple Ashram Talis. There's the Ashram Tali that was Yom Kippur, and now there's the Ashram Tali that you would bring for after Yom Kippur. Would you bring multiple chatos when you know for sure that you ate chaylev? So no, it was a helamachas. It was vaday, just a helamachas. So I'm like, bye. Man leimulon di Yom Kippur mechaper ad lo misyadle dil mahud misyadle. Who told you that Yom Kippur is mechaper when you don't know what you did? Maybe Yom Kippur is only mechaper if you knew in between. Amalei Rava, Hoda V'lo Hoda Tanan. Says no. It says Beferish in the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Beis that whether it's Noda Sveiko, whether it's not Noda Sveiko before Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper. So I do know that even if you don't know what you did, Yom Kippur is still going to count as an Ashram Talui. Ikeda Amri Amalei Rava Bar Chanan Labai. Others have the conversation as follows: Ma Ilu Achol Kazayis Chelev Shachrus B'Yom Kippurim Kazayis Chelev B'Mincha B'Yom Kippurim. If a guy were to eat a Kazayis of Chelev in the morning of Yom Kippur and then another Kazayis of Chelev in the afternoon Yom Kippur, Hachinami Dimchayv Shtei Chatos. You want to say that you chayv Shtei Chatos over there as well? Samalei Abai Uman Leimelad Yom Kippurim Kol Shaita Mechaper Dim Lekuli Yom Miurta. How do you know Yom Kippur is Mechaper every moment? How do you know that it's Ki'ilu there was Nashon Tali between the morning and the afternoon on Yom Kippur? Maybe Yom Kippur is only Mechaper at the end when it's all over. Says Amalei Amar Lei Rabba Rava Bar Chanan Tarara. Tarara, on the side it says Shota Morid Rir. It's like a drooling fool. Tanya Haresha Baliyada. So I don't know how we turn that into a compliment. Chavisera is a tshuva where he turns all the insults into a compliment. You drooling fool! How could you say such a thing? Haresha Baliyada Savik Aver B'Yom Kippur Mafilum Chashecha Pater Shekala Yom Mechaper. No, we learn Beferish in the Brisa that if you have a Savik Aver on Yom Kippur, even when it's about to get dark, Yom Kippur is still going to be Mechaper. Don't tell me that it's only Mechaper when you go through the whole day, that it's not Mechaper each moment. Mas Ravi Di Barav and Achal the Shasa Bel Machas in Chayv Elachatas Achas. Let's say you eat and drink on Yom Kippur. You only chayv one chatas. Now between eating and drinking, there's a moment. There's a moment, and that moment of Yom Kippur is ki'ilu. There was an Ashram Tali that was brought. So why are you only chayv one korban chatas? It's ki'ilu. There was a yediya safek in between. So if you hold the yediya safek is enough to be mechayv multiple chatos, you should be chayv multiple. So Amri ki Amar Rabbi Zeira the Rebbe harabanani. When Rabbi Zeira said that Yediyah Safek is enough, that's only according to the sheet of Rabbi. This is assuming like the sheet of the Rabbanan. Wait a second, is this really like the sheet of the Rabbanan? Vabi the Sefer Rabbi hi. I know that the Sefer is going like Rabbi. Diktani shasat zira morius pater hachometz chayiv. That if you drink fish brine, you're pater, but if you drink vinegar, you're chayiv. Umani Rabbi, diktani chometz ain't meshav esenefesh. We're going like Rabbi, who assumes chometz is not meshav esenefesh. The Tanakam assumes chometz isn't considered a real food. Rabbi Omer ani chometz meshav esenefesh. Rabbi says, yes, it is. It is considered real food. So you see, with Sefer Rebbe, Reisha Nami Rebbe. So don't you see, if the Sefer is Rebbe, the Reisha must also be Rebbe. Amri Sefer Rebbe, Reisha Rabbanan. Nah, Sefer might be Rebbe, and the Reisha might still be going like the Rabbanan. Now, when we spoke about a case of eating on Yom Kippurim, what do we say? You eat Chelev Yom Kippurim Shachris, Chelev Yom Kippurim Mincha. When we're talking about you eat right before Yom Kippur and you eat right after Yom Kippur, I understand why we had to say you're talking about where you eat Chelev. But if we're talking about a case, the second version of the discussion where you ate Shachris and Mincha on Yom Kippur. Why do you have to say that you ate Chelev? Just say that you ate on Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur. So Tosfos says, Hadanak and Chelev Shachris, the Baron Tosfos, Yom Kippurim, Vlonak and Milsa de Heter, Vachayev Karbon Avor Yom Kippur Matzmo, Tasurba Chila, Dimkain Sarukh, Minkat Kikos Seves, Shushir Achilles Yom Kippurim, Vinakat Shir Zuto, Kachnak Kazayev Chelev Shupachos. We want to give the smallest shear for which you could be chayev. For eating on Yom Kippur, you only chayev if you eat a koseves. So that's why we dafka pick a case of chelev. But the Aruch Haner writes unbelievably. He says, I think I have a great chiddush over here. That maybe the reason why we say chelev is because maybe if you have a person who's sick on Yom Kippur and he eats a koseves, even if afterwards it's ein lo sakana anymore and he's able to fast the rest of the day, says the Aruch Haner, it could be that he's allowed to eat the rest of the day. Why? Because the Israel Chilu Yom Kippur is ta'anus nafshu sechem, that you have to afflict your nefesh. Once you ate, you're not mu'una anymore. So if a person ate a koseves in Yom Kippur in the morning, it wouldn't be a separate chiyuv for eating again in the afternoon, because there's no longer an inoy. It might be mutter for him to eat again in the afternoon. And that's why Dafka says a kezayis of chelev, because it wants to talk about an isser where you're eating again in the afternoon is going to be a separate chiyuv. Maybe that's the answer to Tosfos Kasha. Says the Aruch Haner, I think it's a phenomenal chiddush lahalacha, and if it were really true, Tosfos would have said it. So he says, I don't know why it's wrong. It seems really good that if you eat a koseves in the morning, it shouldn't be an isser to eat Yom Kippur in the afternoon, but Tosfos didn't say it, so we're hesitant to rely on this halacha lamaisa. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from ACV.